read somewhere that 76% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Did you ever believe a lie or tell one? I'm guilty on both counts. I have told my kids that coffee will stunt their growth. Truth is, it will keep them awake at night, but according to researchers, we have no grounds for such a claim. It's a latte fuss about nothing. Okay, enough puns. There's another falsehood I hear almost every week that is far more damaging. A young guy noticed my wife and I holding hands and asked how long we'd been doing so. I said, about 400 years, and he laughed. My parents split up. He said, I don't think I'll get married. Half of them end anyway, you know. I told him that the 50% figure is a myth. He was intrigued. The truth is, the divorce rate is closer to 20 to 25%. According to a recent Census Bureau survey, get this, 72% of people who are alive and have ever been married are still married to their first spouse. That's right, 72 of 100 people are still married to their first spouse. But that is just a start here on Mythbusters. You may say, well, the remaining 28% are divorced. That's not true either. In many studies, multiple divorces are counted. So someone like Glenn Wolf of Blythe, California, who was married 29 times, tends to hyperinflate the figures. You think? In addition, this includes everyone who was married until a spouse died. Statistics are all over the map. According to Stats Canada, the divorce rate in Quebec is 49%, while in neighboring Newfoundland, it's 17%. A recent University of Texas study claims that 23 to 28% of marriages end in divorce. Now, that's far from 50%. And something called the Family Needs Survey shows that of marriages ending, 8% did so because of death, not divorce. And that bumps the success of first marriages closer to 80%. Now, wonder what would happen to the way we think about marriage if we stopped repeating the 50% lie and went with the best science we have, which is this. Roughly 8 of 10 marriages last a lifetime. And according to other studies, these numbers are improving. One claims that college-educated couples have an 89% chance of spending a lifetime of being married to their first spouse. Wow. You know, sometimes in believing a lie, we are influenced by it. Half of marriages end in divorce gets to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Those embarking on this grand adventure need to know the overwhelming hope and joy there is for those who stay committed. 4 quick thoughts. Number 1, tell your kids the truth. We have more than enough science to name the 50% figure for what it is, a big fat fib that clouds relationships with hopelessness. Use the stats I've given you with your kids. It'll help them load up on hope. 2, as a couple, ban the D word. The only time divorce should be mentioned is with a pastor who can help you. 3, let's love and support our divorced friends. They have been through things I know nothing of, and we love them dearly. Sometimes divorce is unavoidable. Let's be there for them. 4, let's celebrate. As a Christian humorist, I'm saddened by the mockery of marriage. It was created by God. Hebrews 13:4 says marriage should be honored by all. I've spoken at hundreds of marriage celebrations, watching people laugh until I get worried about them. Debunking the 50% divorce lie is great news for everybody. In fact, the percentage of people who will spend a lifetime married to their first spouse is almost exactly the same as the percentage of people who drink coffee. So don't worry, be frappe. Okay, I'll stop. All these coffee puns will mocha me crazy.
Each month, we're grateful for the prayers and financial gifts that we receive that allow us to continue to reach people with God's love through this ministry. If you've been impacted by Laugh Again in any way, would you consider partnering with our mission? To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.